Welcome, everybody, to the Giant Albatross Show. Oh, man. Fuel for the fucking fire this week. First things first, I'm gonna talk about what I got this week. Weekend, Mario Tennis Aces came out for the Switch, and I got a new controller online. Looks like a Super Nintendo controller, but it's got the analog sticks on it. Got rave reviews all across the board, which is the reason that I got it. And, you know, at the time it had its faults, and the people like reviewing it, they said, hey, yeah, it's got its faults. Look, this is a problem. This is a problem. Wish they could improve on that. Just nice. Nice general criticisms. And I got it. They fixed the bugs. It actually has a computer inside it, like a microchip inside it, or a computer CPU inside it that you can update firmware. Like, a big thing was the vibration. It vibrated like too violently, and it really was just like loud. And it's like, yeah, reasonable. Reasonable fault that you can review. But I had like two assholes from like major magazines and stuff, like PC World or something. They looked at the controller. I love the controller personally. It looks like an old Super Nintendo controller with two analog sticks. And these assholes are nitpicking. Oh yeah, you know, this is it's okay, but I'd prefer an Xbox One controller. It just feels more. It's like, you stupid motherfuckers. Like, really? Oh my god, I can't even, like. And it's just millennial assholes. And it's like, oh yeah, you know. You're the reason that. Why do they keep giving millennials like that these fucking privileges? Like, oh yeah, you could be our tech guy for PC. Oh yeah, what do you call it? You like video games? Here, put this out there. Oh, buy the Xbox One fucking controller over this one. Alright, the Xbox One controller's fucking same price as that, I understand, but it's not as versatile. And these guys, it's a third party, and but yeah, you're nitpicking every little fucking thing, dude. Honestly, they need to go fuck themselves. Like, you're the reason why millennials have such a bad fucking rap right now. It had nothing to do with, like, the legitimate faults. You didn't even, like, point out the legitimate faults. Like, what a fucking jerk off. Really don't fucking like this fucking, this fucking jag off. And then I had another one, some guy in England, who fucking said, oh, yeah, you know, it doesn't fit in my case, so that's a big reason why I wouldn't recommend it. Again, fuck off. You're just. At this point, you're just nitpicking, and I really don't fucking, really, you know, getting real tired of you just nitpicking like that. Getting real tired. More big news that happened with the podcast. We'll get onto that. Gotta tell you, switching to Anchor over Podbean may have been the best decision I've made for this podcast, because because of Anchor, we just got picked up on two more platforms. You can get us on Google Podcasts. You could subscribe to us. And for all you people out there with Apple products, you can subscribe to the show through iTunes. And that's pretty big for me, and I'm very happy about that. I know my one friend, he was kind of getting tired of listening to it through Anchor, because it kind of, he didn't have the Anchor app, and it could just, we had to stop with the pausing and all that. Now I could just go straight forward into it, which is also good. So, keep it up, Anchor. And, now just tell your friends to subscribe. Like, honestly. If you have an iPhone, just go to iTunes, and you could subscribe to our podcast, or there's a link in the Facebook page. So, yeah. That's it about that. And now to the main story tonight. The Trump administration. Now, I'm not going to get political about this, but I'm going to talk about the one guy in the Trump administration. Because, what's her name? Kristen Nielsen, who is the Department of Homeland Security director. She went off saying, about the kids getting separated and all that. Sounded like a fucking real asshole and just kept deflecting questions. And it's like, dude, answer the fucking questions. Oh, yeah, you know, and the press. Now, what I think the press should do is they should all team up. And if they deflect a question, I have a question for you. What, could you answer? Just answer the fucking question, you fucking bitch. That's what they need to do. Because I think even Fox News is getting fucking tired of this fucking shit. This fucking circus known as the fucking Trump presidency. Even, Melania, she wore this fucking coat that said, I don't care, why do you? Like she was texting. Grammar, learn it. I understand she's not from this country and English is her second language, but come on, bitch, you gotta learn some fucking grammar. And why the hell would she even wear that? It's like, I think she's trying to sabotage the Donald. But the one guy in his administration, I gotta say, and I'm just gonna go off and say it, and this fucking guy, oh my God, I don't even know right now, this fucking guy, his name is Stephen Miller. He's scary because he fucking says all this fascist rhetoric. And, you know, his appearance, too. And this was the thing that got me. I'm looking this guy up. He's a senior advisor to Donald Trump. And I'm like, okay, this guy's a senior advisor to Donald Trump. You know, he's got some time under his fucking belt. You know, he's got a few notches in his belt. So he's been around just by looking at him. Hey, he's been around. He's probably 44 or something. He's 32 years old. The motherfucker is younger than me and looks like he's in his mid-40s, on the later side of the mid-40s. It's like, what the fuck, dude? And then they showed a videos of this guy in high school, and he went on the same fucking rhetoric, basically like a fucking privileged fucking white piece of shit. He's a fucking troll, dude. Like, Donald Trump, I'm going to get the best because I bring the best people and I'm going to hire the best people. This guy is not the best. Him and Kristen Nielsen both went in the Mexican restaurants and they got fucking booed out. Heckled to fucking leave a Mexican restaurant. That's how fucking crazy it was. And the best part about these fucking Republican assholes, I gotta say this. They talk all this shit on Mexican and Middle Easterners. And they go to their restaurants all the time. Now their food, both of those fucking Middle Eastern food is great. I've been on a real kick with Middle Eastern food. And Mexican, it's fucking Mexican food. Everybody likes Mexican food. You tell me one person who doesn't like tacos, and I'll call them a fucking filthy liar to their face. And that's the truth. But they both went to these things, Mexican restaurants, and they got everybody, oh, he probably went as a troll. No, he probably went because Mexican food's good, but he still has to fucking, it's like when you're conflicted about your fucking political views and your fucking racist fucking agenda, but you fucking just love the food. It's like a confliction, like the conflict of interest. Like, Mexicans are drug dealers and they're taking the jobs away. But God damn, I really like quesadillas. It's like a fucking grilled cheese, but it's more handheld and fucking actually has fucking taste to it, and you could put more to it. I don't have to just slap a piece of ham or tomato in there. I could throw chicken in there. I could throw fucking veggies in there. Oh, it's fucking great. Same thing with like Middle Eastern food. It's like, ah, yeah, you know, it's fucking. Oh, these fucking pitas are fucking pretty good. Pita sandwiches are pretty good. It's. They just stuff everything in there. It's very handheld and not as fucking sloppy as a regular. Like one of them things. And the flavor, because. Very flavorful. But so this jerk off, all that I can think of Stephen Miller, because of the one he had, the one video that came out of him in high school, all that I can think of was the movie Bad Boys 2. And the one part in Bad Boys 2, because it's the only good part in the fucking movie, because the movie sucked. Which was very disappointing if you're a fan of the movie Bad Boys, which almost everybody was. You were so excited when Bad Boys 2 came out, and then you saw it and you were like, this is fucking horrible. And they're making a Bad Boys 3, and I don't really fucking think anybody wants Bad Boys 3. But, yeah, the one part in Bad Boys, like when I seen the video of fucking Stephen Miller, all that I can think of is. When Martin Lawrence's daughter was going on a date and they're trying to scare him off, scare the kid off. It's like, how old are you? 15. You look 30. And Will Smith comes out, motherfucker, you look 30. Like, that's how I feel about him. Like, this guy's probably such a bitter fucking asshole and troll because he looked like he was a 30-year-old. Like, seriously, he probably got no fucking pussy in high school because, oh yeah, you know, my dad's a nice guy. And he comes out, hi sir, I'm here to take your daughter out. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking pedophile. But he was really 17. It's like, but he looked like he was fucking 30 years old. He went to Duke. He might have got a little bit of snatch in Duke. I don't know. But, yeah, dude, and, he's a year younger than me. He's literally younger than me, and he looks like he's fucking 45 years old. No wonder why this guy is such a miserable fuck. And I can understand, too, like, he probably got the shit beat out of him, too, for that fucking attitude he had in high school. Like, dude, shut the fuck up. All right, if anybody listens to this show who went to high school with Stephen Miller in California, message the show, download the Anchor app. I would love to have you on here. I think that we need to know more about Stephen Miller in high school. I want the fucking dirt. You don't even have to give me your real name. You could be fucking Haywood Jablomi or Benjamin Dover or Philip McCracken if you want. Or Patrick Maballs. You could be anybody you want. You don't have to give me your real name. I just want to hear fucking stories about this fucking guy. Because there has to be a reason why he's such an asshole. He looks like an asshole. He dresses like an asshole. He talks like an asshole. Oh my God. Just, I need to know more about this fucking guy. Please. For the love of Christ. Internet gods, social media gods, please, if you know, send them my way. I don't even give a fuck at this point. I just want to know how big of a fucking asshole this guy was in fucking high school. That's all I want to know. If you went to Duke University, because that's where he went to school. Let me know. I mean, that's a fucking hoity-toity fucking university anyway, but even then, I think he would still had to have gotten harassed or the shit beat out of him because he seems like he's like that prick. And you know he was that prick in high school too that you just fucking hated. Like he thought he was fucking better than everybody and then he's like, oh, I'm gonna do. Oh, Christ. Only an asshole like Trump would fucking hire that type of guy. Oh, another thing I keep saying on here, and this is because of your boy Alex Jones. Which thank you, John Oliver, with that. You made a my fucking podcast got a lot of fucking plays. That one on one of my old accounts got a lot of plays about Alex Jones, which was fucking great. Because to John Oliver, it was big. It got like 100 plays. I can't really, I don't know. Sometimes it just works out. But what the fuck was I about to say? Yeah, so now I'm saying like conspiracy theorist and hardcore conservative. Now, I have nothing against you if you're conservative. If you're conservative, that's fine. You believe in conservative values, that's fine. But don't take it to the fucking extreme like these people. Oh, you know, I just believe that the GDP versus growth, fucking whatever fucking analytics you have, that's fine. I just believe that this is what we need to do. But, oh my God. They're still doubling down on the Parkwood or the Parkland shooter in Florida, that the crisis, it was their crisis actors. They're bringing these people in, like, oh, they were here, they were here. And it's like, oh my God, no, they're not. Please stop fucking saying that. And they keep making fun of the kid David Hogg, which, you know what? What he's doing is good. He's taking a stand. It's like, hey, look, you know, I ain't a fucking crisis actor and this and that, but he just has no fucking charisma. I gotta say, he's very hard to get behind. It's like, I believe what he's saying and I appreciate what he's saying, but I just can't get behind, like, him. And that's what it's all about now. It's about charisma. Like the girl in there, what's her name? Emma Gonzalez. The one with the shaved head. She had charisma. This kid just had. And they keep putting him on TV. And it's months after the fact. And he's still on TV. He's still going off. It's like, dude, I don't know anymore. It's. You're just giving yourself, man. But you gotta think about yourself. You're gonna get fucking hammered with these fucking people out here. And a lot of the conservatives that are fucking saying it, they're fucking trolls. They do nothing but pick fights. It's like the fucking skinheads in the K. Not the. I don't know too much about the KKK, but like skinheads. There were good people on both sides at Charlottesville. Skinheads aren't good people. They pick fucking fights. They're fucking trolls. They're ignorant as shit. And they're fucking Nazis. You know, we got involved in one of the biggest wars in the history of the world. If not the biggest war in the history of the world, because they nicknamed it the Big One. To stop assholes' beliefs about that. And all you had to do is disavow Nazis. You couldn't do that. Everybody in your party did it. Well, Stephen Miller probably didn't, because fucking Stephen Miller is like, hey, you know what? I could probably, you know, manipulate these guys and be really good. And I'm fucking 32 years old, but I look fucking 47. I still can't get over the fucking fact he's 32 years old. I'm sorry, I don't think I'm ever gonna get over that fact. But yeah, fuck him. And I'm gonna close out tonight with the. I was on my personal Facebook page and I saw one of my memories. I usually check my memories. to see if something awesome was on there, because there is a lot of shit that I post that's pretty fucking awesome. And like most like other people, when you look at the Facebook memories, you're like, oh, what the fuck was I thinking? I found one of them awesome fucking moments. Now, I have a custom suit. People who know me well. I spent the money on a suit. I'm 6'2". It's hard for me to find a suit where it doesn't look like I just borrowed it from my dad to either go on a job interview or go to fucking court. So I posted the picture. I made the post. I posted the post on the Facebook page. It was last year. They were matching, they were comparing the suit game from the 2003 draft to the 2017 draft. Holy shit. Fucking clown suits from the 2003 NBA draft. Arguably could go down. As of right now, it's going down as the second greatest draft of all time. But over time, it could very well go down as the greatest NBA draft of all time. Click the picture or tap the picture and look at the fucking comments. Holy shit, I almost fucking pissed my pants. Like, there was fucking Bone Thugs and Harmony, fucking, and I always fucking, I got a personal reason why I think Bone is fucking funny. And yes, I call them Bone, but Buck and Bone Thugs and Harmony. And, oh my God. Like Kirk Heinrich, he looks like the fucking somebody. That motherfucker looks like the person who greets you at the that creepy motherfucker who greets you at the funeral parlor when you go in. I was like, oh my God. Dwayne Wade looks like a fucking, I was like, you gotta read these. Looks like he's wearing a clown suit. They're so fucking baggy. The fucking things, the jackets are so long. They didn't. And I think this was the draft, too. Everybody's talking about style and how they change over the years. I'm almost positive that this was the draft where agents gave these kids a fucking, because it had to be done. Like the fucking NFL draft, it was bad. The NBA draft, it was bad. They're young kids, they don't know. I think the agents were finally at the point where they were just like, dude, here's X amount of money. I'm going to be making a shitload of money off you anyway. You're going to be representing my brand, or I'm going to be representing your brand as well as you representing my brand. Go to the fucking tailor and get yourself a respectable suit. You're going to be the on, you are going to be all over the fucking media nationally. Please just go get a fucking suit. Because, man, these kids looked like shit. And you could say it, I could say it back then because they were all about my age when they came out. But, man, they looked fucking awful. Stephen Miller, 1 year younger than LeBron James. Just saying. I'm not going to let it go. I can't do it. This fight. The fucking, that's got to be the most surprising fact about the fucking Trump administration is you hired a kid who's 32 years old, but it's the perfect fucking ruse because he looks 47. He looks like he has experience. Like, I know they say don't judge a book by its cover. But motherfucker, you have to judge that book by its cover because he looks like he's fucking 40. He's pushing 50. Like, what fucking paper route did he have? And I know fucking people that are balding that are my age. And he still has his hair. Steven, shave your fucking head. Do the honorable thing. That's another thing about this fucking. I mean, I gotta go back, and I'm gonna stop after this, because I'm. Another thing with the Trump administration, how he said he's going to get the best. George W. Bush had a guy in there. It was his press secretary, I believe, Ari Fleischer, who was bald. There was a lot of chicks that really fucking wanted to bang Ari Fleischer. I thought it was like, okay, I don't fucking know why, but yeah. But they would talk about that. Ari Fleischer now looks younger than Stephen Miller. I'm sorry, I can't do it, dude. What the fuck? Stephen Miller, 1 year younger than LeBron James. I didn't even want to pull that into here. I wanted to do something nice about, like, dude, that's really not even nice. I'm ripping these fucking pro athletes for looking like they fucking borrowed their dad's suit for a fucking job interview because they're so fucking baggy, but Jesus Christ. And it all comes back to Stephen Miller, because Stephen Miller is literally 1 year younger than most of the guys from the NBA draft. Carmelo Anthony is older than Stephen Miller. Fucking Chris Bosh, who had to retire because of blood clots. Fucking real shitty way to go out, man. He had a great career. I didn't want to see him go out like that, but older than Stephen Miller. Dwayne Wade, older than Stephen Miller. Oh, Christ, who else is there? You're about the same age or older than Stephen Miller. I don't even. I'm done. I'm calling the show over. I'm just going to keep going on about how fucking baffling that Stephen Miller is fucking 32 years old and he looks like he's 47. It's fucking ridiculous. Paul Ryan, older than Stephen Miller by fucking 17 years. They look about the. Paul Ryan looks like he's fucking about 7 years younger than Stephen Miller, and he's fucking 15. And he's 15, six, no, 17 years older than him. It's just. All right, this is the John Albatross show. I'm stopping right now because I couldn't even get through the whole show without bringing up fucking Stephen Miller. I fucking hate the dude. I'm putting it out there on the internet. If you went to high school or college with Stephen Miller, direct message me and fucking get the Anchor app. You're coming on the show if you want. I don't give a fuck. You can have any name you want. You want to be fucking, like I said, I don't even know. What other names are there? I named a couple fucking Furbergerson. If you want your name to be fucking Furbergerson, come on here. I gotta hear how big of a jerk off this guy was in high school. Anyway, remember to download the show or subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can still listen to us on the Anchor app, Radio Public if you want that app, get that app. We're on there, and we're now on Google Podcast as well. We should be easy to and accessible to get. Thank you, Anchor. Until next time, peace.